Video: Teen charged in fatal stabbing of Chicago bartender. By Amy Furr on March 7, 2022. An 18-year-old has been charged in the deadly stabbing of a well-liked Hyde Park, Chicago, bartender as crime in the area surges. On February 25, Diego Damis was walking home from a shift at the Cove Lounge when Keen McShan began following him, prosecutors said Sunday, Fox 32 reported. The victim was an Italian immigrant. The outlet continued. McShan was allegedly seen approaching Damis, stabbing him multiple times and taking his property, including wallet, cash and bank card in the 4900 block of South Greenwood Avenue, prosecutors said. Damis is seen on surveillance video on his knees as McShan is seen running away. After a few moments, Damis is seen falling backward onto the ground where he is found with multiple stab wounds. Chicago has suffered a steep increase in crime the past 2 months, with more burglaries, thefts, and stolen vehicles, law enforcement data showed. At least 88 people have been murdered in Chicago this year, up from 85 at the same time last year. Aggravated batteries are up 15%, robberies up 10% and sexual assaults up 9%, according to the data released Tuesday, Fox 32 reported. Damis was transported to a hospital and pronounced dead. The medical examiner ruled the death a homicide. At 5:25 a.m., after the stabbing, McShan went to the BP at 5130 South Lake Park Avenue, prosecutors said, 8 to 10 blocks from the stabbing. There, McShan bought a box of Newport cigarettes, allegedly using Damis' bank card, the initial Fox report said. A search warrant was eventually served at McShan's residence and authorities found several items, including Damis' wallet and debit card, and a knife. He was held without bail on Sunday. McShan's pending felony juvenile cases include a vehicular hijacking and unlawful use of a weapon case from last year, another gun and theft case from 2020, and yet another gun case from 2020, according to prosecutors, CWV Chicago reported Monday. In a social media post on February 26, the Cove Lounge said it was heartbroken and sad over the passing of Damis. Stay safe. Love one another. We will get through this together, the post read. As of Monday morning, a GoFundMe page created to help Damis' family had raised $14,930. Its goal was $5,000.